This is the Super Sport Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sport Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur. Now, you know, here at Super Sport Schools, we love bringing you new things, exciting things, and we get to talk about one of those today, or actually a couple of those today. We also have a lot of sponsors and partners that help bring the Super Sport Schools dream to life. And so today, we're bringing a whole lot of that together. I'm joined by the Marketing and Business Development Manager at Butterfly, Shannon Vardo. Shannon, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm equally excited to be partnering with Super Sport Schools further and further, and look forward to what we're going to be bringing.
Butterfly is all about rising stars as you become a part of this Super Sport Schools family. But we've actually seen each other before at the School and Youth Commercialization Conference earlier this year. Butterfly was already a partner of that then. So you've been involved in school stuff for a little bit. But we're going to talk a bit more about how you're getting involved today and the new ways that you're getting involved. And there are a couple of them. So you're getting involved with netball, with the Gauteng Schools Netball League for primary schools. You're getting involved with Netball South Africa. And then you're also getting involved here at Super Sport Schools with a show called Rising Stars. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But I think just to start off, why school sport? And what was that sort of discussion like within Butterfly that decided, okay, this is something we need to get behind, this is something we need to back?
Yes, great question. I think going back, if I look at it, Butterfly's been around for over 80 years. So we've got a long heritage across three different generations. And our management team are really passionate about families and the family culture that we instill within our own business, but also lending itself to the products that we create and produce for kids to academically excel. So it was more than just being able to excel in the classroom, but on the sports field as well.
I think I would struggle if I had to think of the number of sort of those Butterfly files that I've used over my school career for projects, for presentations, keeping documents together for the different subjects. It really has been a part of that academic journey, certainly for me, and I know for thousands of kids around the country. And then you'll also have in the sports scene, coaches will be using your products as well. Kids will be using the products for their meal plans, their training plans, all these sorts of things coming together. So I think Butterfly's already been involved in schools and school sports, and now you're just making sort of closing the loop, making it full circle. So let's talk about netball first. And there are a couple of questions to get in here, because not only is it netball that you've chosen to support, it's a primary school league, and then ultimately, because it's netball, it's fundamentally girls as well. So let's start off with why netball, and then what really concentrated it down to primary school level?
Yeah, sure. I think for us, we see the value on female sports on the rise, and it just made a natural fit because there were no real partners in that space. And for us, I think it's a big part to bridge the gap between primary school and high school, because you do naturally see as girls get older, mm-hmm. and adjust, they may be dropping out. So we want to inspire them and motivate them to keep healthy in and out the classroom, but also just being able to see, I think this week we had a couple of the district butterfly festivals, the passion and the energy that comes through with the young kids, being able to now also be on Super Sport Schools and being streamed. They never had that opportunity before. So hopefully that motivation follows through into high school.
I think something we've definitely noticed with Super Sport Schools is that since we started streaming netball, athletics, water polo, hockey, a lot of sports that are very popular at girls' high schools around the country, there's been a lot of good feedback in terms of the numbers of girls continuing sport from grade 8 till matric staying high or increasing. And where I think there is still that gap, and what is really cool that you're coming into full, is that if you look at the data, the drop-off from primary school to high school in terms of the numbers of kids participating, and you compare boys and girls, the drop-off of girls is much higher than for boys. And so you're coming in at a great spot there, where the girls don't have to wait until they're in high school and suddenly see, oh, there's all this excitement around high school sport, I should start playing. Whereas now this excitement starts in primary school, so they never stop playing. And I think that's a really cool pivot. And we've got loads of partners at Super Sport Schools, but very few are actually really focused on that primary school level. So for anyone who doesn't know about the Gauteng Schools Netball League, specifically primary school, can you tell us a little bit more about it, how it works, and as Butterfly, what you're really excited to see come from it this season?
Yeah, sure. So we're partnering with a phenomenal group of ladies run by Dai Wooley at SA Schools Netball. and her phenomenal team that are then in district-specific areas that we now have the Butterfly Festivals. It did start the league earlier in April and will run until about the end of June, maybe beginning of July, all the way to provincials. And I think for us, it's really exciting to see how they're progressing.
Something that's quite exciting when you have a sponsor come on board is obviously it gives more exposure to the tournaments. It can mean that it's more exciting for all those taking part. And exposure is something that we're very big on here at Super Sports School. So what do you think it means for those girls that they're now in primary school level from May until June? They've got this coverage, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it matters more. It's just something that they're more motivated by.
Yes, sure. So as much as there's a normal league that will run and progress, not all the schools make it because there are so many, especially within Gauteng. So this just gives them an additional platform, and we have the Butterfly-specific festival. And we actually, even today, I had some more schools emailing through and saying, please, how can we be part of it? Please consider our schools for next year. So it's really, and it's only been a couple of weeks.
And I think that's something people forget, is that to grow sport within a school, you need other schools to compete against.
Yes.
And so if you're maybe not in that league or you're not part of something, then it's very hard for you to compete.
Yes.
And maybe there's just one school that's very competitive, surrounded by a lot of schools that aren't really competitive, and that makes it really difficult. So something, for example, in rugby that the Fasirka Noordval Cup does really well is that there is the cup, but then there's also the plates and the bowl, and schools throughout the Noordval region get to play each other at the same level, and there's a big tournament that they're back behind, and it really creates something special for them and improves the rugby at all those schools.
Yes.
So I'm thinking this for these Gauteng schools, the more schools you get on board playing netball, the more competitive everyone becomes,
yes,
the more girls are playing the sport and hopefully are going to keep playing till well after high school.
Yes. I think two things. I think netball in itself is probably the most participated sport within primary schools, firstly, just because I think resources-wise it's quite simple to set up. And then I think I'm not a sports professional, but having seen these girls getting more playing time, they're just improving day after day.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we love to see at Super Sports Schools. And great that Butterfly is involved. But you're involved in netball beyond just that Gauteng League. You've also come on board with SA Netball. And I think since the World Cup was held a couple of years ago in Cape Town, there's really been an increase in the public consciousness of netball. Because previously, a lot of girls know netball from school. They played it at school. Very few will continue playing at university, and even fewer will continue playing club netball after school. But with the World Cup and the hype it created, there are now more girls playing at school, more women looking to play after school than university and club. We've even heard stories here on Super Sports Schools of moms who last played 30 years ago but have been re-inspired to start playing netball again. So coming on board with SA Netball, it seems like it's a good time to help foster those rising stars and those future champions to just keep playing.
Exactly that. Rising stars and tomorrow's champions. And that's where the fit is really great for all three parties involved, Supersport, Butterfly, and obviously SA Schools Netball.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so exciting to see what's going to come from this whole journey. And when you were in the sort of stage where you were deciding to get involved in netball, was it always clear that it was going to be primary school? I know we've spoken about why it's important, but were there any sort of other thoughts behind it until you got there? Or was it always like, this is a gap that we can see, let's get involved here?
From a brand perspective and a product perspective, so we obviously have the Butterfly Pocket Files, and we're popping it, all our paperwork in the files, like you said, the coaches, the parents, the kids, and we're utilizing a lot of it. It just lends itself to our product categories, which are pencil cases, art stationery, and the files, and board and paper, and children's coloring and reading books. So it just naturally fits that it's between that age of 6 to about 13.
And I think it so perfectly comes in at that gap that we've spoken about, where you're hopefully keeping kids through into high school. And I, like I said, remembering using all those products when I was in school. Ultimately, the big thing that we do want to talk about is the show that you're also getting involved with called Rising Stars. And it's a bit separate to the whole netball, but it's very much the same story of rising stars, development, and all those things. So we're going to take a quick break now on the Supersport Schools podcast. When we come back, we will continue the conversation with Butterfly and talk about an exciting new show coming to your screens on Supersport Schools very soon. Welcome back to the Supersport Schools podcast, brought to you by Spur. Here in studio, I'm joined by one of our newer partners. It's Butterfly, represented by Shannon. And Shannon, we've been talking about how you're getting involved in primary school netball in Gauteng with the league that you're partnering with, and how that's such an incredible, hopefully, platform to keep girls in sport from primary school to high school, so they don't just rock up in high school, suddenly see that there's this huge platform built around Supersport Schools and all this exposure and excitement around sport, but they're already in it from when they're in primary school and keep playing sport all the way through. And I think it's just fantastic that you're involved in SA Schools netball as well, especially with the growth in netball and in women's sport as a whole that we're seeing in South Africa. But something else now that you are being involved in, and I'm quite excited to talk about it on the show, we've had the honor of launching a lot of the other offshoot shows here on Supersport Schools from the podcast. This is often where they get announced first, and we're getting to announce another one today. This is your Rising Stars show. It's going to be on Supersport Schools. You can look out for it on Mondays before football on 216, starting early June. And I think I'll let you just take it away, what this is all about. It's brought to you by Butterfly. I understand a couple of the shows have been in their shoot productions already. So what is it going to be all about?
Yes, sure. So I think taking it back, Butterfly being a real family entrenched cultural business, from my own experience having my own children playing sports, there's something about watching children and what they learn about themselves when they're on the sports field. So I think just that, other than the traditional channels with Supersport Schools and being able to stream, it was fantastic to work with the Supersport Schools team to conceptualize the show that really puts a spotlight on the kids that are really doing phenomenally well, and hopefully inspiring the rest of the generations that come through. So even my youngest is 7 years old and my oldest is 13, and you can see that link. So hopefully the show gives some good content and spotlight on the younger kids across all sports.
Okay, so that's important to mention, that it's across all sports. So you're involved in netball, obviously, but the show is across all sports. And something else I think is quite important to mention is that it's consistent with your earlier theme of focusing on primary school for netball, but the show is focusing on primary school as well. So it's our rising stars that will one day become tomorrow's champions. And we've got a lot of shows on Super Sport Schools. We have football on 216, rugby on 216, hockey, athletics, swimming, all sorts. And they all focus pretty much exclusively on high school sport. We'll mention exciting things that happen in primary school if they're exceptional. If they're like really interesting, this happened, we need to talk about this. But they don't really go into deep detail or cover primary school that much. So now this is the first show that's going to be really focused in on that. So how was the decision made to focus on that younger demographic? Was it similar to the netball partnership in that it's your market at Butterfly?
Yes, it is similar in a sense. But I think going back to the fact that one of our biggest product categories are pencil cases. And as an example, we have a team of phenomenal designers that recreate these every single year so that we obviously make these new trending products available. So that lends itself to inspiration. And what I've seen is these young kids playing sport, they are inspirational in themselves. So it lends itself to that value within Butterfly. But then again, the other value that we have is passion. And the passion that you can see coming through just from a young age is really another reason why we decided to connect it across all the different sporting codes.
So you've been somewhat involved already in the production of some of the episodes and seeing a bit of behind the scenes and being involved with that. What are you hoping the families that are going to be watching the show really connect with?
I think it's a matter of, again, maybe a bit of passion. And I think as a parent myself, it's just fantastic to watch your children being able to participate. To obviously, the health benefits of being active are there. But it's also, it's a form of being a community at the end of the day. So how we all come together. Because as a parent, we really are doing a lot to support our kids in getting them from point A to B.
I think one of the coolest things that we get to see at Supersport Schools is when someone we had on a show or we covered in a broadcast or a stream goes pro or goes big or does something amazing. People that come to mind, Bayanda Walaza, who shared the Olympic silver medal with the rest of Team South Africa at the 4x100 meter. He was covered on SuperSport Schools before that happened. He was still in school when that happened, so he's an exceptional case, but he was covered by SuperSport Schools. Riley Norton, who captains the junior Springboks, we covered him here on SuperSport Schools before that happened. Tumi Ramakgopa, another great athlete. There's just countless examples. But we still only caught all of them when they were in high school. And now you're starting the story in primary school. You're really starting them when they're true rising stars. Like when we say stars born, this is like they are just being born. So why do you think it's so important to cover them and to have a record of them and to showcase that story so early on, especially when you think about one day, and you're going to have to wait a really long time because it's primary school, they might be lighting up our screens, representing the country, representing clubs around the world.
So I think more than just the athletes themselves, it's also shining a spotlight on the coaches that are there and who are guiding them and really put that foundation in place. So we're going to be covering the avenue from the parent side, the coach's side, as well as the rising stars. And I think collectively, they're all rising stars.
Do you think it's going to inspire more young kids to take up sport, especially since you've said this has got a family angle?
Most definitely. I think hopefully the inspiration is there for the younger kids to work towards something that's not too far out of their reach.
And is there anything sort of from being involved behind the scenes that you've seen so far that you can hint at, you don't have to tell us about, but any stories that have really impacted you along the way?
One of the examples out of this week, and Di Woolley from SA Schools Netball said her most captivating moment was there was a goal shooter and she was really, really short and her goalkeeper was really, really tall. And the young girl was fearless, and she still kept getting those goals in, and she didn't let her size determine how successful she was.
So it's going to be stories like that that we're going to see on the show. I think especially in primary school, you'll see those sort of physical advantages can be more pronounced. You'll have kids who've developed a bit quicker, some kids that will only develop later on. We see it in all sorts of school sports at primary school level. There can be big differences. So it really sometimes is all about their character and they drive that makes the difference. And I think that's something that will come across in the show.
Most definitely.
And then it's coming up near the start of June. Mm-hmm. How long is it going to run for? I've already mentioned it's going to be on Mondays before our football on 216 show, but just telling people a little bit more about that so they make sure they don't miss it.
Sure. So it'll run from the beginning of June till about the middle of August, and we have about 5 episodes planned.
Okay. That's amazing. And I think whenever somebody decides to come on board and support one of the shows on SuperSport Schools, they're really unlocking our ability to get quite creative, to tell these amazing stories that don't get told in other ways. Like here on the podcast, we tell stories, we've always said, that go beyond the score on match day. So it's not just about the results and the trends. It's about getting a bit deeper and unlocking things that people wouldn't necessarily know about otherwise. And I really do think primary school, I mean, on the podcast, we haven't really touched on primary school level sport either. And I just think it's such a special space because it's still, people get really enthusiastic about it, but it's still a lot more nurturing than high school. Okay. People can get quite carried away in high school. And of course, there are still people and parents who will get carried away in primary school. But I think there's less of that and a lot more where people remember it's still just about the kids. And that's really something that I think it will celebrate.
Most definitely, all the way through to just forming friendships that they wouldn't have naturally made just sitting in a classroom necessarily. So also determination, commitment, and being able to put your mind towards something and it paying off.
Over the next few months, a lot of exciting things for Butterfly with your sponsorship and partnership with the Gauteng Schools Netball League for Primary Schools, with SA Schools Netball, and with this Rising Stars show coming to SuperSport Schools. What are you most excited about, and is there anything else you want to add?
I actually haven't seen any of the behind-the-scenes footage myself, so I'm keeping it a surprise. And I know, like you say, we're testing ourselves both from SuperSport Schools and from Butterfly side to be creative. And I like the fact that we're able to do that together and just shine a spotlight on youth sports continuously.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to seeing the show. I'm definitely going to be catching those episodes, and you should make sure that you do too. I've mentioned it. It starts in the first couple of weeks of June. It's going to be on Mondays before football on 216. Make sure you check us out on social media. Follow us wherever you are on social media at SuperSport Schools. so that you don't miss the announcement of that first episode. But I really do think that telling the stories of primary school sport is a gap that needs to be filled, and it's coming to you here first on SuperSport Schools in proud partnership with Butterfly. That's all we have time for on today's episode of the SuperSport Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. But for now, bye-bye.